Hi, Rodeo fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last 7 moves, and tonight he's gonna try and make it 8.
Here comes the bulldog.
Good afternoon and morning, rodeo fans. No, that's not going to work. It's Thursday. Well, good morning, good afternoon, rodeo fans and making 8 maniacs. That's right. It is time for another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network. And we are kicking things off on a Thursday morning, afternoon, whatever the case is in your neck of the woods. Well, we've got things fired up. Looks like we've got some of our fans jumping over here in the chat room. Some of them we haven't seen all week. I know that Miss Gabby's been busy, and Kat Johnson, great to see her on board with us this morning as she gets ready to head off to the PBR in Connecticut this weekend. Going to be a great time. It's another rodeo weekend. Now, I will tell you that yours truly will be heading down to Waco, Texas, as we're going to be down there hanging out with some of our Making 8 Maniacs. No doubt, Miss Gabby, Miss Lisa, going to have a chance to see you and visit. It's going to be a good time. So, want to let y'all know, phone lines are open, 646-915-9940. If you got some rodeo, some bull riding, some cowboy logic for us, feel free to give us a call. Now, I will tell you as well, this weekend is going to be another great weekend. This is rival weekend down here. Now, Texas, Oklahoma, going at it this weekend, OU, that's right, going to be a big deal there. I'm not quite sure who to root for. I guess being that we're living here now, see, I was recruited as an Oklahoma State fan, so not a big fan of the Sooners. But then again, Texas, I think, is a bigger rival. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting. And then, of course, my Florida Gators taking on LSU, so I know that we know that our good friend, Mr. Shane Hanchy, is going to be out there at the ball game, and I know that we'll probably end up getting a few text messages from him. Now, if you had a chance to listen to yesterday's show, man, what a great show it was. We were a little short in our chat room there, but hopefully you guys had a chance to go over and listen to the archives. And if you didn't, then please make sure to go over and do that. Clint Branger was on board with us, one of the original founding members of the PBR, also one of only 7 guys to ever ride Bodacious. And he not only did it once, but he did it twice. And that is a huge thing. Also covered Little Yellow Jacket. Man, what a true cowboy this guy is. And what a great interview it was to be able to sit down and talk with him. If you guys missed that show, make sure to go back and listen to the archives. It was posted on yesterday's Facebook page and things like that. You can find it right here on Blog Talk Radio. And, man, I'm telling you, it was spectacular. It really was. Really enjoyed sitting down and talking with him. So, anyhow, getting things fired up here. We've got a bunch of fans jumping on board. We've even got some calling in. Remember, if you want to jump on the lines and actually talk with us, make sure to push 1 on your phone so we know that you're there. Other than that, we're just going to let you tune in and sit back, have a great time on a Thursday. Now, I will tell you that we've got some great fans jumping on board here with us. Looks like we got Behind the Chutes in our chat room right now. I want to send a big old shout-out to you. Glad that you are here on our Thursday Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with the Making 8 Rodeo Network. Man, I'm telling you. Did you guys get a chance to check out PBRnow.com? Great storyline come out there from, I believe it was Keith Ryan Cartwright talking with Gene Melton about the Bull Asteroid. So great storyline there. And also, if you had a chance to check out CBR, one of the big notes that I noticed is that they are having a Texas Stampede coming up in November. So we might just have to make plans to head on down that way. It sounds like it's going to be a great time, and we would love to be a part of that. So Once again, want to remind you, phone lines are open, 646-915-9940. And I believe we're going to take a short break. Want to remind you guys to go check out MissKatJohnson.net. Now, I will tell you that I did get word that I believe she's got a book that's going to be coming out here real soon. I believe at the end of December or around December. So, great Christmas present for your loved one, the missus, I'm telling you, guaranteed to love it. And I can almost promise you that you will too. But anyhow, yeah, we're going to take our first short break here of the day. And yeah, you guys stay tuned. We're going to fire things up here on a Thursday. We got to get this ball rolling. So here you go with a little bit of Luke Kaufman, fired up on a Thursday afternoon. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on making $8.
Been on horseback here just about every day this week, and man, it's been a while. And, you know, I'm using muscles I ain't used to using again. So, man, it's been great times, though. Really enjoying it. The weather is beautiful out here today. And, yeah, I got my spurs on, so I think we're going to go jump on here and saddle up just a little bit. But before we do, you know what? I've got to go pay a speeding ticket. That's right. Going a little too fast, apparently, in a neighboring town here. And, you know, without a state plates. But, I'm kind of discouraged because I thought, well, you know, I mean, I do have Marine Corps tags, and they do have a tendency to let me slide from time to time. But this one did catch up with me, so I've got to go pay a ticket today. I guess I had too much of a lead foot or something. I tried to blame it on my spurs, but around here in Oklahoma, it just don't fly because everybody wears spurs out here. So, you know, it is what it is. I'm contributing $110 to the Great of Paul's Valley. So anyhow, and of course, you know, I'm sitting here scanning my phone is actually beeping here, so I'm taking a look at it. It looks like Shane Hanchey is actually awake. Man, that's a shocker. We do have some guests that are set to call in today, and I really hope we can get them on board because I think you guys will really enjoy it. Should be a fun time. And, well, I guess we'll go ahead and break the news. If you guys have been following Twitter and Facebook, you know that myself and Anna Hunt have had the opportunity to meet on a couple different occasions. She actually came down here at Three Crosses Ken Lance Arena and bucked some bulls down here. We also got to run into each other the following weekend in Tulsa, and that was a great time. We actually did a little interview with her that will be featured on Humps and Horns. And that'll be a great storyline. Should be coming out this month, so you guys make sure to check out Humps and Horns this month to find out a little bit more about Anna Hunt. But her and Allie B have been good friends of mine on Twitter, and we look to try to get them both on our show. Now, Allie B said that she does have a lot of things going on here today, so we're really hoping that we can catch her. If not, we'll have to do it another time. But I do believe that we may be getting Anna Hunt in here in just a little bit, so you guys make sure to stay tuned to that as well. And if you guys don't know who Anna Hunt and Allie D are, shame on you. They are from the series that broadcasted this summer on CMT, Texas Women. And we're going to find out just how Texas these young ladies are. They are definitely country to the bone. And, man, I have really enjoyed following them, not only on TMT, but just following them on Twitter and Facebook and really getting to understand these young ladies. You know, they certainly live the cowboy country western lifestyle, I guess you could say. And each one has their own take. So this will be a really good time to sit back and maybe ask some questions to them. If you guys do want to call in, you feel free to do that. If not, you guys can ask questions in the chat room. We'd love to have you guys on board. If you do want to ask questions, though, make sure to push 1. We'll try to get to them all, I promise you. Just depends on what we have going on. And like I said, I know that they are real busy, but they're going to look to try to take some time out of their day to talk with you, the fan. And hopefully we'll get that done. You know, I'm seeing some of our comments coming in our chat room going back to my speeding ticket. But over there in Germany, do they actually have speeding? Do they actually have the speed limits over there, or what are they? I mean, I know they're in kilometers, I believe, but don't they have like that Autobahn or something like that over there in Germany? And you can really just get on it, get where you need to go. We need to have that over here. Although I will tell you, I was kind of surprised. Coming into Oklahoma and Texas and all that, there's a lot of areas where the speed limit's actually posted at 75, which is the first time I've ever seen that. But, yeah, and really, there is a legitimate true story about this deal, okay? I was driving through town, and, you know, because we live at the arena, we have a lot of flies around there because we have livestock and everything else. So they get in the truck, and honest to goodness, this is no lie. I drove through town, passed through, crossed over a bridge, was getting ready to go up a hill. Well, about halfway up the hill, the speed limit turns to 45, and I'd come across the bridge, got to the bottom of the hill, and there was a fly in the back of my leg. So I was reaching down, scratching it. Of course, it was my right leg, which is the one I used to work gas. And, yeah, lo and behold, I was pushing a little bit too far. The speed limit was 35, and they clocked me at 45. So that was where my $110 come from. Yeah. Denise, great comment coming in our chat room right now. It says that any story that starts with "I was driving through town" usually ends bad. Well, this one ended up with the red and blue lights behind me, but hey, what are you going to do, you know? And then they kind of top it all off. It was a real young rookie cop, and, you know, so I kind of gave him a little bit of a hard time. When he came back with the ticket in his hand, I thought he may just write me a warning. I had kids in the car, you know, and I didn't try to, dispute the ticket. I said, you know, yeah, I may have been, you know, I said there was a fly in the back of my leg and I reached trying to scratch it. Well, you know, I mean, it's the honest truth, you know, believe what you want. It is what it is. But then when he come back and I told him, he said, well, I had to write you a citation. And I said, well, you didn't have to, but I know you wanted to, and that's your job, and you can brag about it to your buddies. And so go ahead. I said, I'll find right there where you want me to. And, told him, I said, yeah, I've probably been on more ride-alongs with good friends of mine than you have time in that patrol car, but go ahead, write that ticket. So, anyhow, that's my little story of my speeding ticket in Paul Valley, Oklahoma. Well, shoot, I was hoping that we may get one of our guests call in here a little bit earlier, but apparently not, so I think we are going to go down and take another short little break, guys. I want to remind you, obviously, you know, with the young lady, Miss Kat Johnson, in the house with us today. That's right. The Cougar herself getting ready to head out to Hartford and go hang out with the boys of the PBR. Make sure you guys go check out katjohnson.net. And check out her books. You might find them to be pretty interesting. While we've got Gabby back here, you know, a while back when we made our trip out here to Oklahoma earlier this year, we did our live video broadcast and we had a lot of good tunes going. And this one here, we actually were making reference to. It's kind of a funny little story, but we had lost Gabby for a little while. We wasn't sure where she was at, so we said we left Gabby back in Texas. So, Miss Gabby, this song is for you. I know you can only stay a short time, but glad to have you here today, darling. Can't wait to meet you this weekend. Y'all stay tuned. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show on a Thursday afternoon right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network. All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with the Making 8 Rodeo Network, and we are kicking things off. Well, I thought I was on air. There we go. We should be back now. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show on a Thursday afternoon as we get this show fired up. Now, I was telling you guys that we do have some guests lined up, and I believe that we have them both on the line right now. So we are going to waste no time, as I know that these young girls are busy. The two of the four young girls from Texas Women's Series, Miss Allie B. and Anna Hunt. Allie, are you with us?
I am. Hello, how are you?
Great, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good, and I believe we've actually got Miss Anna Hunt on the other line. Anna, are you with us?
I am. How you doing?
Great. How are you doing?
Good. Pretty good.
Well, thank you, ladies, for taking the time out and jumping on our Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Now, first off, I got to ask you guys, both of you, what was it like to be on the series Texas Women?
Go for it, Allie.
Well, it was really fun. It was, you know, hectic at times, but overall it was a good experience. It was fun, and I would say the most fun part was actually getting to watch back and see how everything came out on television and, you know, just kind of seeing our lives out there on CMT for millions of people to see.
Yeah, I think that the experience was, you know, it was just, you know, our lives. We got to show it to people that are sitting in the cities and don't get a little bit of country. So it was very fun.
Absolutely. Well, Allie, let me ask you, how did you come about getting on the show? Did you guys have to audition for it or did they actually approach you?
Yeah, Susan Hartman, the creator of the show, she approached me about it, and at first I was very uneasy about being on a reality show. I just didn't know how things were going to play out. You know, I'm very serious about my music, and I just didn't want anything to get twisted or turned or, you know, you just never know. So after thinking about it and talking with my family and, you know, debating back and forth if I should do it or not, I decided that it would be a great way for people all over the country to get to hear my music very quickly and also get to know me a little bit better and understand, you know, what type of artist I am and why I am the way I am.
Right. That's excellent. Now, how about you, Anna?
Well, Susan... Actually, it was Lorinda New Van Kirk is actually the very first person that called, and they asked me if I had a boyfriend or a husband, because I think the concept at that point was to be like a rodeo wife. And I told them I had, you know, that I didn't have either of them, and so I thought they were trying to set me up. So I thought, come on, bring it on. So it ended up that we were going to, you know, the storyline kind of changed, and I was in Idaho doing road construction. So it, you know, I was ready for a move, and I was moving to Texas already. And so we did the sizzle reel and then just kind of sat back, and we waited for a long time and we had no idea if it was going to go or not. And it was kind of a nail biting scenario. So.
Wow.
They went ahead and did it.
Go ahead.
Well, they ended up, you know, they put it together, they repackaged it, and it was sold, like, straight away. We got into production very, very fast once it actually was sold.
Right. Well, now you and I have had a chance to meet, and we've had a chance to talk quite a bit and visit about your how you got into stock contracting and about some of your bulls. How are your bulls doing right now? Have you been able to buck them at all?
Yeah, definitely. My dad has been in the hospital for 7 weeks, so I needed to come and take care of him. I was in Oklahoma taking care of a ranch after the production went, and so I actually just kind of jumped on the road and wanted to take care of my family. But my dad's calling me right now. I'll have to just wait. I took a load of horses, all my horses, but I broke my foot So I was kind of down and out trying to get out there. So I hired a guy to haul out my bulls. So everything is in California. And, you know, I'm bucking bulls once or twice a week and just taking care of all my dad's stuff, getting vaccinated and shipped up to the mountain for the wintertime. And so it's been very busy, but the bulls are bucking great. And I've actually got a new bucking dummy coming, CC Rider. And so I cannot wait for it to get here so I can get everything bucked without the liability of having little bull riders getting hurt. So.
Awesome, awesome. Well, Allie, let me ask you, what are you doing now these days after the broadcast of Texas Women has aired?
Busy playing shows. So I've just been hitting the road, and I took probably about a month to rehearse all the new material with the band, and then started playing shows and trying to promote my music. Just, you know, the only way I know how, which is just getting out there and playing shows and getting the radio and talking to people and trying to get my name out there as much as I can.
Now, I noticed that we've actually got a lot of fans over here. We've actually got an open chat room, and they're kind of throwing some things out there. You actually have a website, correct, Allie?
I do, yep, AllieD.com.
And do you post, like, where you're going to be playing and all that? So fans
yes.
can come out there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep, there's a page called Shows, I think it is, and it'll have all my upcoming shows and where I'll be and any appearances and all that kind of stuff.
Excellent. Well, that is great, and I cannot wait to get out to see you. Now, what was, Allie, I'll ask you first, because I know that you are kind of short on time, and I don't want to hold
mm-hmm.
you up, but what was your most memorable experience on the Texas Women's Series? What was your most memorable part of that?
I would say probably when I bucked off the horse and tore all the ligaments in my ankle. on the very last day of shooting, we were doing just, the funny thing was we were shooting a scene that wasn't really, it was just like a beauty shot of all four of us riding. And my horse just started bucking down the pasture, and I eventually just bailed off of him, and my ankle kind of twisted the wrong way, and I was on in a boot for 6 weeks, and I'm still in physical therapy, and it's been 4 months. So that's been the most memorable experience, I would say, in a jokingly way, but in a serious way. Probably just the one night that we were all, you saw a little bit on the show, we all were hanging out at Brooke's house and swimming in our clothes, and a storm was coming through, and it was just a really fun night. I felt like it was a night that we were all probably the closest, just hanging out and chatting and listening to funny stories.
Yeah, there was nobody smacking each other on the foreheads, right, Anna?
Yeah, not that night.
No, I think, yeah. I wish that the camera would have followed, when that horse went to bucket and stuff, like, Brooke, true to her character, best of friend, like, scooped her up and, like, headed to the, and the production company was like, no, you can't do that. She's like, BS, we're going to the hospital. I'm going to take care of my girlfriend.
Yeah.
That was the best
yeah,
part
Brooke
of that.
Yeah, Brooke was like, Brooke took off my boot right away because she didn't want them to have to cut off my boot because they surely would have had to cut through it. And so,
yeah.
And then my ankle was out of socket. So I was like, Brooke, just put it back into place. They're like, no. I'm like, Brooke, do it. So she popped my ankle back into socket and then it came out again. And I was like, put it back. And so she put it back. But then, yeah, it was interesting.
Wow. Anna, same question for you. What was your most memorable moment there on the Texas Women's Series?
Well, I guess it would probably be going to Decatur because, you know, I really wanted to show off, you know, what it's like to raise bucking bulls and kind of behind the scenes and what it's to take them to an event. And so, you know, people get to experience what it's like being behind the bucking chutes at a PPR. And then, you know, probably when I went hunting, I kind of had a hard shot and go ahead. And I knew that I was going to have to put my foot in my mouth if I didn't shoot this animal. And it was like 350 yards and never shot that 7 mag before. And so I was kind of nervous, intimidated, and very happy once I actually bagged that animal. So.
Right. Right. Well, I have got to ask, the questions are coming in. Do they look to have you guys back on for a second season?
They're discussing it right now. Yeah, we're not sure yet, but things are supposedly looking good, but we never know till the ink is on the dotted line.
We seriously have no clue. We don't get any kind of heads up. Like, if they do it, then they'll call us. But we're not in any kind of conversation with them at all. We're all, you know, just kind of waiting and working. So.
Sure. Well, Allie, let me ask you, do you have any big plans or anything coming up here in the next few months?
Yeah, well, I have Ranch Bash I'll be playing on October 15th, which is a huge concert here in Fort Worth that the Ranch Radio Station puts on, and it's got all the best acts in Texas playing on the bill, and I was very excited when they invited me to play because it's, you know, I don't know necessarily that I deserve it quite yet, but I was still very excited to be offered a time slot. So that's going to be the biggest thing I'm working towards. And then I'll be doing Thanksgiving for about, 15 people at my house for the first time. So that'll be exciting. See how that's going to go.
Now, are you guys having plans to try to get back together soon, anytime in the near future?
Well, we all just saw each other I guess it was 3 weeks ago now or so, but then, you know, Anna's in home right now, and Brooke is busy barrel racing, and Hannah, I don't know where Hannah is. I haven't talked to her.
Yeah, Hannah's working, and we're all kind of spread out right now, but we're all going to, well, I think we are, at the end of the month to Detroit. We're all supposed to be going up to Detroit for the Cattleman's Ball. So I don't know if everybody's headed up there, but hopefully we all get to see each other. Allie, are you going to the PBR finals?
Yes.
Cool. So Allie and I will be in Vegas in just a couple of weeks.
Right. Awesome. Well, I think we're actually going to be out there as well. And I know they've got now are you guys going to be just getting together in there for the party or what?
Go ahead.
No, you guys.
I'm going out there with my boyfriend, Corey Melton, and they've got Circle T Ranch, so they've got several bulls that they'll be taking out there, including Asteroid, who is a contender for the world champion bull, so we'll see what happens there. So we'll be busy doing, you know, bull stuff more so than bull rider stuff.
Right.
Are
you taking bulls or no?
I'm taking a bull for a wild card. My dad took this bull, his name is Fiasco, to one event, and he needed to be qualified. You have a chance, you can enter this wild card, and if he's in the top, then he gets to go to another level, which would be during a round of the PBR finals. So he's sitting there getting fed up, and I need to buck him one more time, but, you know, I hope that he bucks well, and especially since, you know, this is one of my dad's bulls, and he's sitting in the hospital, so be pretty special for him if he ends up bucking well. So.
Excellent. Well, want to wish you guys both the best of luck. Now, Allie, so you are dating Corey Nelson, who works Circle T, right?
Right. Yes. Mhm.
And they just actually put a story on PBRNow.com about Circle T and Asteroid.
Yes. Mhm. I read it.
Really, really good story, but I will tell you that I am still a fan of Bushwhacker this year. I think Asteroid is a great, phenomenal bull. Now, don't tell Corey because I don't want him coming down on me, calling up my show and cussing out.
Yeah.
But we're kind of Bushwhacker fans here, but there are a lot of Asteroid fans out there as well. And
yes.
I think he has certainly made a name for himself this year.
Well, it's exciting to see at the finals, too.
It'll
yeah.
be cool because it seems like everybody, you know, I'm a Bushwhacker fan as well, but it's kind of fun to see that Asteroid, it's like they're on the home stretch, and he's really getting chased down. So it'll be very interesting to watch it. So I hope the best to both of them. I just want them both to be as good as possible.
Oh, certainly. You know, but I will tell you that I would love to see somebody come out and ride one of them out there. It would certainly make history, you know, at the PBR final.
I'm sure those bull riders would like to.
Yeah, right.
Somebody ride them, especially themselves.
Oh, yeah, you bet. Well, listen, Alex, I don't want to hold you up because I know that you're busy, but I really appreciate you taking the time out and jumping on here with us and talking with some of the fans and all. And good luck with your music. Now, can they go online? Can they go to your website and find your music there? And maybe.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's on my website. It's also on iTunes, Amazon, pretty much anywhere you can buy music digitally, you'll be able to find my music.
Excellent. Well, yeah.
But thank you for having me on.
Yeah, you bet. Well, I mean, we've got to get some of your music on here too, because we do play. Now, I do believe that you guys had a run in, I believe, somewhere there during the series with a guy by the name of Luke Kaufman. Is that correct?
Yes. Yep.
But we do play a lot of his music on here because fans really like it, and it's really good. You know, it's that red dirt, you know, country type thing, and we definitely have to get some of your music on here because it is fantastic, and we love hearing it. That's for sure.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we'll get you some to get on there then.
You know, and before we let you go, I gotta ask. Now, during the airing of Texas Women, you were also doing some Ustream broadcasts. Are you going to be doing any more of those here in the future where we can look forward to them?
Yeah, I should be doing some more again here in the near future. When something comes up that, you know, I really want to talk about and get back on there, I will for sure. It's a little taxing to be doing that every week, so I had to take a little bit of a break. But yeah, I'll definitely be on there again, and I'll always let everybody know how to catch me either on Twitter, Facebook, or my website.
Excellent. Well, we will be following along with that as well. We definitely want to catch word so we can get over there and watch you. You have such a great relationship with the fans, and you really connect with them, and they just love you to death.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me on, and we'll all have to get together out in Vegas.
You bet.
Yep.
You bet.
All right.
We'll see you
soon. See y'all soon. Bye-bye.
Okay. Anna, you still with us?
I am.
Good. Well, listen, I really appreciate, you know, you taking the time out as well. And is there going to be any chance that you're going to be back here in Oklahoma anytime soon?
You know, I tell you the truth, I don't know. I just, you know, I've been traveling for the last 3 or 4 years. You know, I was in, you know, originally from California, then I was in Arizona, then I was in Idaho, Texas, Oklahoma, down back in California. And I just got to take care of, you know, all of, see, in the springtime, we've got a lot of events, PBR events, here on the West Coast. So it's probably going to be the smartest, and my winters are going to be a little bit better than Oklahoma. I got to experience that last year, so... less snow and ice. So, no, I'll probably stick around here. I'm super busy until, you know, the new year, and then the PBRs and stuff start out here. So I'm assuming that I'm going to be here for a while and just send in. I'm actually headed to San Angelo on the 13th. I'm going whitetail hunting. So that's for another television show on TNT, so I'm looking forward to hunting with Todd Cass, and that'll be a good time. So I'll be out there for that, and who knows what else.
Excellent. You know, and that's the one thing about really all four of you girls that were on the Texas Women series is you just, you know, you never know what you girls are up to, and it was so much fun to follow along with you guys for that period of time that they were airing that, you know. And we look forward to more of that. And hopefully they'll be able to put together a second season and have you back out there in Texas. I actually had my first experience of actually going down to the Stockyards this past weekend, and I cannot wait to go back to that. No, I've never been out there.
That's awesome. There's this special ambiance about it as soon as you get down there that, you know, I mean, everybody's scooting and booging in, whatever you say. But everybody's having a good time drinking, you know, having a beer and music going, you know, everywhere you go. And, yeah, I enjoy it.
Yeah, it's just like that song, Dallas Days and Fort Worth Nights. I mean, really, the lights kick on, and it is just so cool to be down there. So one of our questions that are actually coming in from one of our fans here, do you actually take any of your bulls out to any CBR events?
You know, I've never done any of any CBR events. Number one, like being out here on the West Coast, you don't see very many of them or any of them.
Right.
And so, you know, I'm most, you know, I'm used to that. And I'm just kind of a PPR girl. You know, I did an internship when I was 17, and the CEO for years and years, Randy Bernard, rodeoed for my dad. And, you know, it's hard enough building a relationship in one association than having, you know, multiple ones. So.
I agree. I know exactly what you're saying, but that's great. And, you know, we really look forward to seeing, you know, your Bulls there in 2012, maybe, you know, being up there and seeing them out at a lot of these events. So, and, of course, you're always so much fun to be around. It was so great to have you here at the Three Crosses, Ken Lance Arena, and Bucking Bulls there that Monday night. And, of course, you had the opportunity to meet Miss Ruth Lance as she came down, and what a peach she was, huh?
Oh, she cracks me up. She is a fireball. You know, I mean, but my, you know, I'm proud to be in a man's sport. I really, you know, put pride into it that I'm not intimidated, and she's the exact same way. Boy,
oh,
oh boy.
You bet. That's it.
She's
for
great.
For sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, listen. We're not going to hold you up either, but I do appreciate you taking the time out of your day to call in and talk with some of the fans, and just let us know kind of what's going on with you since we haven't seen you, you know, here in the last few weeks. It's been, you know, you guys were so active each day, you know, especially gearing up for the night that they would broadcast there on Thursday nights, the Texas Women's Series. You guys were just chatting back and forth on Facebook and on Twitter, and man, it was so much fun, and it just seems like everything, you know, with the, you know, everybody moving on and trying to get back to normal, and, you know, we've just kind of lost touch with what you girls are up to, and it's, you know, it was so much fun, so we look forward to, like I said, hopefully seeing a second season, but we do enjoy spending some time and getting to find out how you're doing.
No problem. No, it's just been super busy here, you know. Actually, I've been sleeping quite a bit in the last day and a half. I got hit in the head. I was tipping bulls, and bull, like, hit me, not meaning to, like, you know, didn't hook me. He flipped over his top and whacked me, and so I kind of think I had a little concussion and been chilling out because I'm doing quite a bit of stuff by myself. So just been feeding and getting stuff out up on the mountain for the winter time and just take care of my stuff and my dad's stuff. So I try to keep in touch, but, you know, I think it's very cool that all us girls do it for ourselves and that we don't have people, you know, speaking for ourselves and we don't have, you know, these managers talking. So that's pretty cool.
It is. And it's great for the fans to be able to really connect with you guys and get to know you guys on a personal level, you know. But that, now, speaking of injuries, when you were down here in Oklahoma at the Three Crosses Kenley Arena that Monday night, you took a little shot then too, didn't you?
I did, yeah, from the other direction, yeah. Well, first off, I went to a rodeo and broke my wrist. Bull kicked me, broke my wrist. Then I had a staph infection on my, like, on my eye, and then broke my foot. That bull, when we were at the rodeo, or at the, when we were in Ada, jumped in front of his chute and where I was flanking and whacked me then, and bloodied my nose. And then, yeah, then this bull threw me down again, so. I've been a mess, to tell you the truth.
I'm telling you.
Oh, I wasn't supposed to be on my foot for 2 months, like no weight whatsoever, and within a month I was already walking on it. So, you know, I didn't really have a choice. I had to get to California and take care of the stuff that's here and order hay and get to feeding, and because, you know, they don't feed themselves, that's for sure.
Yeah, that is for sure. Oh, listen, definitely good luck this you know, this next month, and definitely for the PBR finals. I really look forward to trying to run into you girls out there. I think it'd be a great time. And I know you girls are always, I'm telling you, I don't even know if I could hang with all four of you from what I've seen on Texas Women. I think you guys would drink me under the table.
I don't know. I know Brookville and Hannah probably too. I'm kind of the lightweight. I try to keep up with them, but, you know.
Right.
Oh,
wow.
Boy. I don't even, I am so accident prone right now that I don't even want to get close to it.
I hear you. Well, you know, if we do get a chance to meet up, that would be great. If not, like I said, I do want to wish you the best, and hopefully we'll be able to catch up with you here Maybe in another next couple months, you know, if we can find out word, you know, maybe they'll let the public know whether or not they're going to end up going to a second season for Texas Women. And we definitely want to have you back and wish your dad the best of luck as well as he's recovering.
Oh, well, thank you, thank you, thank you. Like, you know, I just appreciate, you know, you taking the time to interview us, and I wish that we could tell you that we know that we're having one, but, you know, everybody felt very, very confident, but I don't know. I think that you guys will know the same day that we'll know. So that's, meanwhile, we're just, you know, keeping our heads buckled down and doing our thing.
That's it. That's it. Well, listen, best of luck to you guys, really, and thanks again.
Thank you. You guys have a great day. Thanks for tuning in. Bye.
All right, Anna. Bye. All right, guys. That would be two of the four Texas women, Miss Allie D and Anna Hunt. And, wow, what a great show. These girls are fantastic. And hopefully maybe we can catch some reruns or something. CMT's always broadcasting, you know, when they're trying to find some downtime. We'd love to catch more of the Texas Women series. These girls are fantastic, and I will tell you that I've met Anna on a couple occasions firsthand. What a great girl she is. Sorry that she's going to be out in California here, because she was not too far from us here in Oklahoma while she was here, but I do understand, you know, she's got to go take care of her family. So, but yes, we will definitely be in touch with them, and you can obviously go to their Twitter and their Facebook pages. I know Miss Emily had posted them out there a little bit ago. And thank you for that, most definitely. And make sure to stay tuned. Keep in touch with them and tell them thank you for jumping on the Making Eight show, because, you know, they have been very busy here trying to get back to that normal living, but they, you know, still are willing to take time out to talk with you guys. So, you know, I'm seeing some questions coming in right now here in our chat room. Before we do, we are going to take another short break, and when we come back, we'll get in here and start wrapping up our show. But so hang tight, rodeo fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on a Thursday afternoon on the Making Eight Rodeo Network.
Howdy, folks. It's rodeo announcer Brett Weldon, inviting you to join us at Making8.com. No matter if you're passing tying a calf in less than 8 seconds or staying aboard to the back of a mad bucker for 8 seconds, we got you covered. If it's happening in the rodeo arena, it's happening right here. That's Making8.com. Get a grip.
yours. I've been lost there myself. Six steps from my pillow, shut down on my dildo. I stopped off and bought one ramble in the stockyard.
Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Macon 8, your official voice of the Macon 8 Rodeo Network. And we are kicking things off. Got to send a big old shout out to our good friend, Mr. Jim Lyles of Rodeo Safety 1. As, you know, we know that those guys are out there keeping things safe. And, you know, we did have a storyline about him and his wife, his family, how Rodeo Safety 1 kind of got underway and what they could do for the PBR, and want to remind you that October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I will be out this weekend representing and wearing pink, just like it was last weekend at these rodeos. Make sure you guys do that, and hey, let's help support the cause, and make sure that we're aware of what's going on. So, you know, if you're a young lady out there, make sure to stay on top of that, please. Go get checked. I'm telling you, that's the only way that you can deal with it on and actually recover is to get there early enough. So, anyhow, we got about 5 minutes left in our show. We still have our cowboy logic, but before we do, Paige had asked a question, and I've got to get back up here to it to read it. I did not read Pistol's blog. Now, PBRnow.com, Pistol actually has a blog out there, the question from Paige was, you know, is do I think that he will actually make the finals, and that he did not sound very sure. Well, you know, I don't know. There's still two events left, and anything can happen. And I'm going to tell you, I could, you know, I would pick him on any given week to cover those bulls out there. So, you know, I think that it's going to come down to how bad Pistol wants it and what he's willing to do to make it happen. So, that's just it, you know, but that would be my guess. Anyhow, we've got another show lined up here tomorrow, rodeo fans, and I think it may be just as good, if not better, than the one we had today. I don't know, though. Having those young girls, Miss Allie D and Anna Hunt on board here with us, wow, was just spectacular. It really is. And I want to remind you guys, go check out Allie D's website. You can find out where she's going to be playing. You can pick up her songs there off of iTunes through the website. So make sure to get over and do that. It was a great question going back to the blog by Pistol Robinson as to whether or not he'll make the finals. And you know, he is a great guy. I would certainly like to see him there, but it's going to come down to it. You know, I mean, these guys have a lot to work for, and they're only taking 40. So, you know, there's a lot of competition out there and a lot of talented bull riders. We got to give you your cowboy logic for the day. And, of course, our cowboy logic is brought to you courtesy of our biggest little fan, Miss Melanie Britton. So let's see if I can get over here and get to it. Here is your cowboy logic from Miss Melanie Britt. Courage is knowing what not to fear. So, and you know, that really makes a whole lot of sense when you think about it. Courage is knowing what not to fear. And, I think we should all take a look at that every day and realize that, you know, that's what makes us who we are. It's going to about wrap up our show here for the day, fans. I want to thank everybody for jumping on board here with us. And make Twitter and your Facebook and thank Allie and Anna for taking the time out and jumping on board with us. And Make sure to follow them on Twitter and Facebook and tell them how much you're supporting them, and they will let you know, and they will talk to you directly. I can promise you that. They are great, great young ladies, and, you know, it really is, you know, they're such great rodeo cowgirls. You know, they've inspired me. They really have, in a lot of different ways. I know that one thing that I learned from Anna from that show, patience. Because I will tell you what, yeah, she definitely had to go through a lot of that while she was on that show. And, you know, but was really a lot of fun. And I know that, you know, that they enjoyed it and we enjoyed watching it. Cannot wait to hopefully see a second season. So we'll have to get on board with TMT and let those young ladies know as well that we want them to find a way to make it happen. So, anyhow, it's going to wrap up our show here for the day. Fans, I want to remind you that we'll be back at 11 o'clock Central Time tomorrow for your Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Until then, get a grip with MakingEight.com.
Thanks for tuning in with Making Eight. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.